From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. The University of Missouri is hiring the top Missouri State Senator's chief of staff to be the four campus systems' lead lobbyist. Yesterday, University of Missouri System President Moon Choi announced Dusty Schneiders will start November 1st. He's currently chief of staff to Republican Ron Richard, one of the most powerful state lawmakers. Choi, in May, had eliminated most of the positions in the system's university relations office, including three people who lobbied for the university system on the state and national level. The Columbia Missourian reports Schneiders is not taking over the job of executive director of governmental relations for the system. A search for that was called off last week. Instead, he'll be overseeing day-to-day operations. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is headed to the United Kingdom and Switzerland on his second trade mission. Greitens left yesterday on a trip that will include meetings with governmental officials, business executives, and workforce development leaders. In a news release, Greitens' office said he chose the nations because he sees an opportunity to increase trade, investment, and educational and cultural ties. The trip is being funded by the Hawthorne Foundation, a nonprofit that has paid for similar trade missions for former governors. In September, Greitens visited China and South Korea. His office said he met with representatives from the manufacturing, financial services, agriculture, and internet retail sectors. The House Ethics Committee is considering a complaint filed against a Missouri lawmaker over a controversial Facebook post. Marshall Griffin reports.
After someone vandalized a Confederate monument in Springfield earlier this year, Love wrote on Facebook that the perpetrator should be, quote, hung from a tall tree with a long rope. He later apologized in a press release. He told other media outlets his post was reflective of cowboy justice, not racism. House Minority Leader Gail McCann Beatty of Kansas City wants Love to resign from office, but at the very least, she says he should be stripped of committee assignments.
I think he should have to apologize to the legislature.
So far, Love has resisted calls to step down. He has 21 days to respond to the Ethics Committee's vote to hold a preliminary hearing on the incident, which would then likely take place in November. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's U.S. senators are pitching the Kansas City and St. Louis metropolitan areas as potential sites for Amazon's second headquarters. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill and Republican Senator Roy Blunt touted the state's infrastructure, central location, and hiking trails as big pluses in a letter to Amazon. McCaskill and Blunt say Missouri has a rich history of fostering technology companies. They also touted public transportation, professional sports teams, and the state's colleges and universities. Amazon in September opened the search for a second headquarters and promised to spend more than $5 billion on the site. The Seattle-based company says it would bring up to 50,000 jobs. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.